Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband. He's paying the judges. Something fishy is going on. He shouldn't be in this competition any longer. He's made it to the quarterfinals. I'm shocked. You're shocked. We're all shocked together. But listen, he's there. And he's still going, Christopher Ramsey. What are you doing? What's going on?
I don't know.
Who are you paying? Who are you shagging?
Honestly, everyone. Shagging everyone through dance. Shagging the entire nation through the medium of dance, through their tellies.
Chris.
Crazy.
Chris.
What's
Chris,
happening?
Chris.
What is happening? I'm through to the quarterfinals of Strictly. Guys, again, SMAs, thank you for voting. Smars and Daz, thank you for voting. I love you all. Good golly.
Luckily, it's got to the point now where I can actually see the end.
Yeah.
So I'm okay for you to stay now.
All right, good.
When you're midway and you can, and it's like, oh, there's only another 8 weeks. You're like,
possibly,
really?
But it's because you don't know. It's like, that's the thing. The really weird thing with it is I can be out. You know, I don't know if I'm off next week or not. Like, I don't know. I could be off next week or I could be working for the next 4 weeks. It's really strange not knowing. But hey, I'll happily stay in as long as the public want us to stay in. And this week I didn't get murdered by the judges, which was quite nice.
You got some good scores.
So I've been thinking about this all week. Karim and Kelvin were joint top.
Mm.
Does that make me and Karen second or third?
Third.
No.
Oh,
that's
right,
that's not the answer I was looking for, I'm
okay,
afraid.
Okay, yeah, no, you're second.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, should we crack on? Should we talk?
Right.
We'll come back and talk about this.
Yeah, sorry, actually, I'm contractually obliged to quickly do this week's lucrative sponsor.
Really?
This week's sponsor is hash browns.
That's because you've had a hash brown for your breakfast today.
Mm,
really?
Two. Hey, you having a brekkie? Eh? Want something a bit carby on there as well? Eh? Toast not doing it for you. Mushrooms a little bit there. A little bit watery, a little bit black. Get a couple of hash browns on there, mate. Hey, they do big ones. They do medium ones. They even do little hash brown bites. Ooh, you can get them in Subway. Oh, hash browns. Nothing wrong with a bit of hash brown. I tell you what there is wrong with, though. People who have chips on a full English breakfast, get to prison.
Horrible.
Get yourself to prison now. Go into the local prison, knock on the door, explain to them that you have chips with your full English. They will let you in and make you a bed up.
Room
maximum
for the
security
night.
Room for the rest of your life. Animal. Hey, tiny little chopped up potatoes on your breakfast as well. Prison.
Get no, I know that, Tina. I'm all for that.
No, sorry. Oh, it's the police. They've come for you. Rosie, yeah, take her away, lads.
Excuse me.
Prison.
Do you do chips on the breakfast? Okay, great.
No.
I'll have a lovely couple of nights stay. Thank you. Can I take my pillow? I can take my pillow.
You can't take your
Is
pillow.
There a PlayStation in my room? Well, I'll not be using that actually. Good, thank you. It's nice.
Hey, listen.
Nice to know.
This announcement was brought to you by hash browns. Hey, hash browns. Greasy, golden, crunchy.
I love a hash brown. I'm all for that. Listen.
There we are.
I love a hash brown. Always feel really guilty after a hash brown, but they're very nice.
Especially one from McDonald's.
Ooh, them are the best.
Oh, it's like eating a big hard bit of lard, isn't it? Get it down you.
Eating a bit of kitchen roll that you've wiped the oil off your pan. Squeezing it in your mouth.
Good God.
Here's the jingle. Remembered this week.
You did remember
in
the jingle.
In your face.
Well done. Yeah. And then you completely killed the professionalism by quickly immediately saying, remembered the jingle this week. So well done.
We'll see.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome
Come on
back.
In. Have a little sit down.
Have a sit down.
Not sure what my accent was doing there, but welcome back. Thank you for coming back and listening. Thankfully, we haven't put you off. This is episode number...
42.
41.
41.
It was 40 last week. Oh, why are you...
No.
Why?
No, no.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm not having this. No, no, no. I'm opening on my podcast app now. This is 42. 41 was Batman Lives Next Door. This is 42.
Oh,
as
right.
yet untitled. We title them once we've done talking shit, and then we'll see what's relevant.
Apologies about that. Episode yeah. Episode 41.
42. Good God.
Oh, shit.
Are you serious? Literally, no, it's not. It's 41. I explained thoroughly why it was 42, and then you just reset back to what you fucking asshole.
Christopher, when are you going to know? I do not listen to anything that you say. You're talking, I'm smiling. It's not going in.
Guys, before we continue, can I just say, honestly, thank you so much for still listening. Please rate, subscribe, and like, and all that stuff.
What have you been up doing?
Me? Dancing on the telly?
Other than dancing on the telly.
Nothing. That's all I've been doing me dancing.
I've just been watching you doing your dancing.
Hey. E-hey.
We'll talk. Listen, you can have 5 minutes just to talk about
Well, listen, before I even talk about that, I just want to bring up how furious I am about our bin situation off these Strictly parties.
What do you mean?
Can we just start some kind of system where when people come to our house, people bring their drink and they bring their food, that's great, right? People, oh, hey, look, I've brought some beers. That's great that you brought some beers. I'm not bothered about the beers, but when you leave, will you take your empty beers with you, please?
Well, because my recycling three, bin... My mum took three big black sacks yesterday at
yes,
home.
Yes, and she put them in our front bin because the bin's full. She didn't take them home. She dropped them in the bin at the
she
top of the garden.
She said she was taking
she
them
didn't.
Home.
She's a liar. She's an absolute fibber. Absolute fibber, Rontus Rex.
Here's a little story from the Strictly party.
Yeah?
My brother is very different. He's absolutely lovely. I love him so much, but he's stupid. He's a bit stupid, isn't he?
Wow.
God love him.
Big love, Kev.
No, he's amazing.
Shout out to Kev.
But he's just stupid. This is how stupid he is. I went at the supermarket and I bought a big crate of beer, mm-hmm. right? The fridge was full, obviously, of wine and gin and beer, so I couldn't fit it in there. I left it outside because it's cold, like with it being November.
Yeah.
Left it outside. He came and he was like, oh my God, Rosie, someone's brought a crate of beer to your house. Who's dropped that off? I was like, eh? I bought it for the party. He thought a random person who wasn't at the party had brought a crate of Heineken.
With the beer fairy.
And like the beer fairy.
Beer Santa.
But you know when you just like, he didn't say who from the party has brought this. He just said somebody has dropped this off outside your door. I was like, you are legit stupid.
Bearing in mind, we've got security gates and a front gate. You can't really get to our front door. So he thought someone had climbed over or somehow got in our, compound and just dropped them off and then ran.
In his defense, we do get some free stuff.
Yeah.
Quite often. And I think that's what he was thinking. I think he just thought Heineken had popped over, hide a couple of, a crate outside the back door. And he was just like, my God, have you seen this?
Wow.
I was like, Kev.
Tell you what, I'd rather that than the cheese delivery I get off my management.
Is that still coming, isn't it?
Still raging about that. Still absolutely raging. Still. I don't mean to sound ungrateful for a present, but a box of different cheeses every month.
I hate cheese.
Oh.
It's the worst thing in the world. It's
a massive
disgusting.
Box as well. It's a massive box. It takes up loads of space in the fridge. And if you take all the cheese out of the box, it makes your fridge stink. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never normally slag off any presents I get off anyone because someone will have it. But your mum is eating that cheese every single week.
Well, to be fair, it's been coming out at the Strictly party, so
really?
It is getting eaten.
I'm surprised your mum's not got gout, the amount of cheese she's been eating from me.
Probably does. She just hides it well.
But seriously, I think it should be a rule that when people leave your house, they should take some recycling with them. It should be your new rule for the new... what are we in? New decade coming up, 2020. New rule, 2020 onwards. Party. Bring your own recycling bin to a party.
Wow, oh my God. Honestly.
I love that.
How have you got friends?
I would absolutely love it if who's there? All right, I'll just buzz you in the gates. And if them gates open and I saw our friends wheeling down the drive with a recycle bin each, I'd be absolutely
cock-a-hoot. You know what? The funny thing is, your friends actually wouldn't be surprised if you asked that.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be on board with it, yeah.
I doubt they'd be on board.
Nah, they would.
I know for a fact that I'd probably get a little bit of why the fuck's he asked me to bring this? And I'd go, I'm really sorry.
Nah, they're not coming in. You're not coming in. New rule for the Strictly parties. Any family members listening, bring your recycling bin or some kind of container to take some recycling home in, or you're not coming.
Please don't. Sick He's not it. Here. It doesn't matter.
Sick of it. Actually, normal bin. Bring your normal. Bring your recycle bin and your normal grey bin, please, for your household waste. Actually, you know what it is? The garden waste. That's backing up as well, actually. Bring your garden waste bin, and if I cut the lawn, we'll put something and some leaves in there as well. There we go. Sorted. Thank you.
Well, actually, it's not at my house this week. It's at Nina's house. People are finally taking turns.
Shifting locations.
I'm absolutely exhausted.
Shout out to them. The house is never a mess. House is never a mess.
Because
recycling's a nightmare.
Sandra tidies it up.
Yeah, I'm tidies up.
Well, everyone chips in.
Wow. But I'm still buzzing about Saturday. Cock a hoop.
Oh, yeah.
Cock a hoop.
I'm
good
not
scores.
Surprised.
Through. Quarterfinals?
Quarterfinals.
Can you believe it?
No.
You're looking at
No, honestly,
you're Karen.
Chris,
no one can.
We, collectively, when we talked about it, I thought you might make it to like week three at a push.
Yeah.
To gone this far. And you know what? Yes, you're not a dancer. And yes, there is some fantastic dancers there. We're all fully aware how amazing they are. But you're bloody trying hard. And you're not that bad. When you watch it, you're actually pretty good.
I believe the phrase is, I'm getting away with it.
You're getting away with it. You're getting away with and some, actually.
Yeah.
You are. No, you're doing really, really gross. Well. But it's now, the competition is tough. It's really tough. And I think everyone who's in it now, I could see winning.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It's like, right, all of yous could win.
Do you know, like, so all them little bits we do to camera and stuff, here's some behind the scenes stuff for you guys,
ooh,
right? All the little bits to camera where you see, like, we're looking at the camera going, oh, it's week 10. Oh, the pressure's on. You'll hear everyone else. You hear Kelvin and Karim and all the other guys going, like, whoa, the pressure's on, the competition's heating up. Do you know the camera team always say to me, can you look down the camera and say the pressure's on? And I'm like, nope. Every week I go, I'm not saying that because the pressure's not on, because I'm literally feeling less and less pressure as I go because I didn't think I'd get this far.
I know.
I can't believe it. Like, I'm actually astounded. So they go, oh, is the competition getting tough? And I'm like, fuck, did you see me week one? No, it's not getting tough. It's getting fucking, if anything, I'm getting a little bit better of it. It's getting less pressure for me because I'm just still here.
I wonder whether that's actually going in your favour. Because rather than feeling the pressure and the want to win and like, oh gosh, and it's so hard, I've got better and better. You're actually growing in confidence because you can't physically believe that you're still in the competition.
Yeah.
So you're kind of just like, well, you know, let's see what happens. And obviously,
exactly it.
You've got a wife at home who's very much like, can we please be done with this now?
Can we please put the Christmas tree
can
up?
Can we put the Christmas tree up? Can we go Christmas shopping? Can we possibly just get some stuff out of the loft that I need? Can you hang some pictures up?
Can we clean the Bairns playroom? Get rid of some toys for the charity shop in time for Christmas, please?
There's just a lot of stuff to do.
Got quite a lot to do, so it's all good. I've got a list of chores. Literally, before we go out for the result show every Sunday, me and Karen would practice the dance because we'll probably be in the dance-off this week.
Mm-hmm.
Since week three, where you've been like, yeah, we're in the dance-off.
Yeah.
We're in the dance off this week.
It's great
week,
that you haven't been in one.
It's that's what people keep asking. What, like, stop now. People just seem to enjoy the stupid faces I pull, but people seem to think I do it on purpose. I don't.
That is your face. You are. I tell you this all the time. You are so expressionate with your face to the point where I can say something and you'll reply, but I'll know that you're lying by your reply because you can't hide the expression on your face.
Yeah.
That's annoyed me actually when people are like, oh, I've seen a couple of them go, oh, just doing that stupid face. I'm like, he's on national television in a program which is a competition. Like, do you think, do they not realise how long you stood there for?
We are stood there as long as Tess makes that she go and through to next week is, and that gap. It's that gap they do on X Factor, they do it on all the shows. I remember watching X Factor and all them shows back in the day, and Strictly when I used to watch that, obviously when I wasn't on it. And the go and through next week is, and in the gap from home, I've shouted before.
Mm-hmm.
From home, mm-hmm. In the gap, I've went, fucking come on, man, yeah. Say it. So being there is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And this week, my reaction was even worse because I was busy doing a cheek puff. Do you know a cheek puff?
Like a,
I was busy just, the tension was building up in my body and I was just like releasing it like that. And I was about to do the cheek puff and just said mine and Karen's name. So I kind of catch it halfway. So I look like I'm blowing up a fucking Lilo. And I'm just like, and I like lean back. I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's on my Twitter. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm not embarrassed by it, but I'm so unaware that I'm fucking doing it. It's ridiculous.
It's you. Don't apologise for it. It's you. It's your face. Like, you know.
I apologise for my face.
Hi,
Chris Ramsey. I apologise for my face.
Do you know, I found it really funny watching the results show when I think Claudia said to Karen, like, did you think that you would get this far? And honestly, I never thought about this. I bet Karen, when she got you,
yeah.
because she's always extremely good every year. She's the longest running
she's amazing, yeah.
Female pro. Mm-hmm. And she probably thought, oh yeah, like...
quiet,
this
yeah.
is going to be really chill. They got a new dog. Her and David adopted a dog
she's
halfway gone. Through the show.
Because
she
gone.
Probably thought you'd be gone. And now I'm like, bless her heart.
She hasn't even seen the dog.
No, she's hardly seen poor little Phoebe. And David, a partner who's so lovely, by the way, and he listens to this. Hello, David.
Big love, David. We'll love you, brother.
Bless you, you're probably devastated.
Honestly, she did. Yeah,
there was just still in it.
There was no like when there was no hesitation when Claudia said, "Did you think you'd still be?" And she's like, "No, not a chance." I was like, "I can't argue with that." She absolutely didn't.
It was great. She's great.
Yeah.
Like I was saying this to weirdly our little boy's headmistress today.
Yeah.
At the nursery, it's a lovely, lovely program, and you've been involved in so many things in the years that we've been together.
Yeah.
This is by far the nicest team. The nicest
yeah,
show, and it's a family show, and you know, to be involved with it, it's just lovely.
It's
just really, really nice.
From the moment you walk in the door at that studio mm-hmm. to the moment you leave, everyone is just spot
yeah.
on. Yeah,
so
it's really cool.
I think, yeah, definitely now, and even in the last few weeks, the people like where Michelle went, that was a massive shock. Saffron yeah. was amazing.
Well,
I think
when
anybody
Dev
could win. Dev,
went.
Oh
the
my
minute
gosh.
Dev went, I was like, right, this shit's a lottery.
Yeah,
this is a lottery.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what happens. You've just got to just you could go out any week, and that's the case.
Yeah.
Do you know, Karen? So Karen hasn't been in any of the performance numbers. So you know, like Andrea Bocelli's been on, Luke Evans has sung, all these people have sang,
yeah.
and Karen's not been in any of them because she's still in the competition. I think she genuinely thought she'd be gone because she's doing the number this week coming. So for musicals number, it's for musicals week, it's Idina Menzel is performing, and Karen's in the dance. And I'm honestly, she probably thought I'll do that one week 11 because the fucker will be gone by then.
Oh my gosh!
Still here, bitch.
Sorry, Karen.
Better get a Barocca downy. You're gonna have a busy day.
Bless her. She might as well have a little bed on that train. Poor Ben. He honestly.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
What else have you been up to?
Well, just want to brag a little bit.
Okay.
Me and you,
yeah.
you and I, today have been to see Robin's nursery teacher.
Oh.
And there's always a little bit of like, oh God, is he going to be okay? Because he can be a bit of a twat at home.
Oh,
let's not beat around the bush. Well, yeah, but what we found out now is that actually at nursery, he's good as gold.
Yeah.
And he just saves his twatness for when he comes
yeah,
home.
Yeah, if anything,
which is
I'd
nice.
Like him to bring a bit of that niceness back home.
He does sometimes.
So I'm not afraid to admit I was crying in the nursery when
yeah.
she was telling him how nice he is. It's just beautiful, beautiful. It's all you want your kid to be nice. It was amazing what you said.
Well, so the thing that we took away most of was that apparently Robin, if you don't know Robin, he's four. He's just turned four. He's in nursery school. He's in a school nursery. And there's a little child in his class who's got special educational needs. And apparently, Robin, out of nowhere, never got asked or anything, he helps this child and he's befriended this kid. And whenever they're a little bit stressed or anxious, he goes and gets them there. What was it like?
They have a toy with them that's like
yeah.
a comforting toy. When the signs that they're about to have a little bit of an issue, Robin will, apropos of nothing on his own, go and get their stuff and go and... Give
oh,
it to
gosh.
The kid.
Honestly, my heart could have burst.
Honestly, I'm so proud.
It's the nicest thing.
I'm so proud. Because I don't know where he gets it from, because I was a bastard. High five.
I know.
That was all right. I was all right.
No, I'm just dead proud. I think that's all you want for your kids. I'm not bothered that much academically. Obviously, I'd want them to do well, but I think it's more important for kids
yeah.
to be nice people
Absolutely.
And to be kind and to be caring about other people and, you know, stuff like that can come.
Big shout out to all the parents out there. Every time your kids had a meltdown in the supermarket, in a car park, remember when you had to pick them up and carry them out of B&M Bargains that
yep.
time? Yeah. Whenever that's happened, it's all worth it. Pleases and thank yous. Big love, especially to the mums out there, because, Rosie, I don't like complimenting you, you know this.
Oh, great.
But I'm away so much and you've done most of that. Mm. It's all down to you how good he is. There's no punchlines, there's no jokes coming here. I just want to say I'm really proud of you and I love you.
Aww.
Congratulations.
Oh, no, I'm
no,
joking. Thank you.
No,
thank you. That's lovely. Thanks.
There
and yeah, I know.
Tosser. And she's back. We're back.
You paid for the nice holidays, though.
Well, yeah. I never fucking went on them, did I? I've been
true,
at home.
True story.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Oh, yeah, man. I thought I'd tell you.
He's back. It's someone got in touch on Twitter this week, and we've decided, thank you for that. I can't remember your name, but thank you for the suggestion. But someone suggested that we should call Rosie's character Barry Beef.
Is that what he's called?
That's Barry Beef. Right, so okay, here's then. Barry Beef. This is Barry's gonna introduce the beefs.
Listen, me name's Barry. I'm full of beef. If you come back round here again, you're gonna get a bunch of fives, I swear to God.
She just punched the
microphone. What's your beef?
You just punched the microphone cover. She was so excited, she just punched the mic. You're a fucking idiot. Right. Ladies first, what's your beef?
My beef this week is, funny enough, something that's been happening for a long, long time.
Good God.
But for some reason, it's happening more often.
Okay.
Very frequent.
Okay.
You keep pulling nose hairs out your nose to try and make yourself sneeze. It's fucking horrible to witness.
Yeah, yeah.
It's vile. Okay. And then you do that horrible thing where you're waiting to sneeze, like, looking up. And then you, like, put your hand in my face as if not to speak.
Yeah.
And can I just tell you now, somebody else talking does not put you off a sneeze.
It does though, doesn't it? It does.
It doesn't.
And the biggest twat trick you can do is say bless you when someone's trying to sneeze. When someone's busy trying to sneeze, if you say bless you and you put them off, I've told you my rule before. If you put someone off the sneeze, the next one goes in your face. That's the rules.
That's true.
That's the rules.
But what's with the pulling your nose here? It's horrible.
I know. I think I've talked about it with my stand-up before. So one day I did have a little nose here and I just gave it a little tug. And I was instantly sneezing. And it was, I think I've mentioned it before, it was the best weekend of my life. It was amazing. Loved a little pull. And now it was such a high. I've never experienced a high like that since. I keep rummaging around in my nose for
hairs
that'll
make
it happen.
That's good for our sex life. Yeah. It's nice to know.
Yeah, well, you know. I keep rummaging about my nose for hairs that'll hit the same little spot, but it doesn't seem to happen.
Never does.
No. Honestly, I'm at the age now where the nose hair's starting to grow, like. Did I tell you I've got a little electric nose hair clip?
Have you really?
Yeah, yeah. A makeup lady gave us it on a TV show before, so I don't know. Like, she was like,
do
just trim
your nose hair? I didn't
I've
know
got
that.
Got a little electric. You put it up, it's like a little.
That's horrible. That, like, there's not worse than old blokes with long nose hair and ear hair.
Honestly, I don't know what's happening with my body. That's just when you get to, and I'm only 33, but me nose hair is just like, right, I'm trying to catch up to the rest of your hair now.
Maybe I'm not being funny. I'm 33. My boobs are practically touching the floor. How dare you come around here talking about your little nose hairs that you can trim off? What am I going to do about my boobs, eh?
Just keep your bra on, you absolute slob. Honestly. Your bra removal gets earlier every night. I've not like it. Taking your bra off at 11:30 in the morning. Yeah. Bra's off for the day. Rosie, you haven't left the house yet. No, bra's off.
I hate wearing a bra.
No?
I hate it.
Do you?
But unfortunately, I've got to.
I can't imagine it being fun, like. Wearing stuff.
It hurts. Like, it digs in at the back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Is it like wearing a backpack on the front?
Yeah, a bit. I think. Yeah. No.
Like them JanSport backpacks that have a little... You ever seen them backpacks that have got the little buckle across the front as well? Like,
I
see people with them, but you see people, like, walking down the street. Like, imagine if you're climbing a mountain. What are you buckling it at the front for? Like, what's happened? How many times have people ran past and stole your back? What are people driving past out of vans and hanging out and nicking
your backpack? Don't they do that, though, because they get really heavy and it's, like, just extra support?
Oh, I didn't know.
There is a logical reason.
I did. I'll be honest with you. I've got an issue with people who always wear backpacks that pisses off.
Why?
Just people who've always got a backpack on. You must know. You must just know someone who's always got a fucking backpack.
Me ma. She's always got a drawstring bag on.
She's always got a bag.
She loves a backpack. My mum loves a tote. You know, my mum buys tote bags.
She one of them, is she?
From places.
Wow.
Like, she didn't even buy one. She bought one for me auntie for Christmas.
Right.
Bought me auntie a tote bag from Liberty.
Jesus.
Wow. Just a bag to put shit in. My mum carries shit everywhere with her. She's always got an extra pair of shoes or a fucking scarf or something. Just a bit of shit. She just carries...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Do you know, actually, you know as well, and I'm not slagging off people who hydrate here, but I'm starting to get annoyed by how big... No, you'll get it. I'm starting to get annoyed by how big people's bottles of water are that they're carrying around.
What do you mean?
Get stupid now. Have you not seen the people who carry around? It looks like a fucking oil drum.
Oh, with the big handle things.
It's ridiculous. You know, there's them, but there's a one, honestly, so I'm doing it here on me hands. Mm. It literally looks about a foot by a foot. It's like a fucking... It looks like a miniature version of the thing in the top of a water cooler.
Yeah.
How much water do you need? Like, I drink water, as much as I can, but some people just fucking carry. God damn it. I don't know why I find it annoying. I just do. I feel like it's showing off.
It'll just be one of them people, though, who's just like, look at me and me water. Do you know what I mean? You're like, everyone drinks water.
Oh,
you don't have to have it, brandish it on my person. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what else while we're at it? You know what else I'm getting sick of? I'm getting sick of the phrase plant-based diet. It's starting to annoy us.
Okay, why?
Starting to irritate us. People keep saying it. It was starting to piss us
plant-based.
Off.
Plant-based.
Oh, no, I'm plant-based now. It just, fucking, what are you... Oh, God almighty.
It sounds like you just eat flowers and weeds.
Yeah, yeah, he has a handful of daffodils. Fuck off. So we're not slagging off being vegan or anything. If you want to, that's absolutely fine.
Anyway, so have I got away with my beef this week, or have you?
No,
got
no,
a beef
no. I've got
me?
A beef for you.
Oh, great.
My beef with you this week is, and I can't believe I'm only just bringing this up now. Mm. You've done this since the moment we lived together. I'm fed up the back teeth of it. Fed up, right?
Well,
you do
then?
It all the time, and I'm sick of it. You have no regard or respect for loaves of bread that you buy from the shop. It's, you will throw,
you
I've seen you do it.
You're scraping the barrel,
no,
yeah, Ramsey.
I tell the spirit in the barrel. Right, I'm looking at that cupboard over there, right? Cupboard under the oven where we keep the bread.
Yeah.
Go and see the fucking state of the loaf of 50-50 that's in there. It's disgusting. Looks like someone's been playing football with it outside. Honestly. So you put it in the bag. I've seen you. You put it in the carrier bag and I sometimes carry the bread separate to the carrier bag when I'm leaving the supermarket because I don't want the integrity of the loaf destroyed. You will throw it in the bottom. You'll hide apples on top of it, avocados, fucking chickens, everything. And then you come back and it looked like you had kicked it into that cupboard. It was twisted. It's knackered. There'll be three or four slices that are fully intact in there.
It just goes in the same way.
It doesn't even look nice. None of them are nice slices. They're all like zigzagged and like star shaped now. Honestly, you've got no respect for bread. Is it because you don't eat bread that much?
Yeah, I don't eat bread that much.
That's very selfish.
But I've got nothing to say about that because I'm not very good at packing shopping.
I'm not very good at looking after bread. Don't let Rosie babysit your bread. She'll let it stay up late.
It's never been part of me person.
I'm not very good at looking after bread. Babysitters from hell. This young lady babysat a loaf of 50-50 and it disappeared.
This just goes to show, though, we're so different. I know I say this all the time, but the fact that that's annoyed you, that there's a loaf of bread that I haven't properly packed, is just, in my eyes, the saddest thing I've ever heard. Do you know what I mean?
But I like bread and I like the toast to be nice. And if I'm making a sandwich now, I can't put a bit of ham in there flat now. I'm going to have to cut a little triangle out the side of the ham because you've squashed the bread. You've squashed the bread in. It's like a cracker shape.
I've got time to worry about how the bread is. Oh, let's move on.
Selfish.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public. Public.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. You keep sending incredible, brilliant, and lovely, and crazy, and weird stuff, and we can't thank you enough for it. Please keep it coming. We love it.
It's unreal. I'm still only scraping the surface with these questions.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Mad how many interactions we get. And it's my email, sorry, that we get. It's craziness. Thank you.
It's great. Are you ready for my favourite bit of the show?
Yeah. Oh. I forgot about this.
Here we go.
Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits, all the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit with a little bit of shit. Let's talk about shit. Shag married and shit.
When are you going to join in on that?
Next week I'll join in.
I've got an idea for next week's as well.
All right, okay.
I've come up with a new theme tune for a new feature.
All right,
for next
wow.
week, so that's going to be exciting.
Okay, goodness me. Got that coming, can't wait.
Yeah. Okay, this is intense.
Okay, let's go.
Right. I don't need to explain that we're just doing one poo. I said last week, didn't I? That what? We're doing like one poo story a week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if you're not aware, that jingle just means that we're going to try and keep it to one fecal-based story per week because it was getting ridiculous. I know you all love it.
Can I just tell you, though? All, like, yeah. 80% of the questions that we get emailed are about shit. And
yeah,
we,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And people's personal lives, yeah. It's fine.
Great. I love it. Okay, here we go. Dear Rosie and Chris, I've contemplated emailing you this story several times, but couldn't quite bring myself to put it down on paper.
Oh, wow.
Please note, I have never told anybody this story, as it is just too embarrassing and extremely gross.
Oh, wow.
When I heard the Let's Talk About Shit jingle, I thought...
Oh, fucking hell! Oh, this podcast is ridiculous! Oh, Jesus!
I'm just so glad that it's touching people in just all the ways that I had only ever imagined.
Chris. Just sitting, listening to this, just picture this man or woman just sitting, listening to the podcast and just hearing the jingle and going, you know what? Finally. Finally.
It's time to tell my
this
story.
This is my opportunity to tell my story. You know, if that fecal-based song hadn't came into my life, I would have took this story to the grave. But thankfully, fucking amazing.
Do you think we'll get a program? What channel would it be on?
I doubt it very much.
What channel would it be on where I can do that, like with a choir? Let's talk about shit. Right, ready? So yeah. When I heard the Let's Talk About Shit jingle, brilliant. So glad you enjoyed it. I thought, brilliant. It's time. They need this story for me and for fellow shit-loving smars everywhere.
Wow.
So it's a bit long, but it's good. So
that's what she said.
Apparently. I was 24 and I lived alone. After a horrendous breakup, I'd started seeing somebody new. As this was a new relationship, I was very aware that I shouldn't be farting, pooing, burping, etc. when my new boyfriend, let's call him Richard, was about.
Let's hope she keeps that code name and doesn't drop it halfway through the story.
She does, she does. However, I soon realised that this was extremely difficult when Richard was spending several consecutive nights at my house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bunged up.
There is one very important factor about my house that is relevant to this story, or even the cause of this story. The bathroom and the toilet are separate. They are right next to each other, but they are two separate rooms.
Yeah.
Okay, so the toilet's probably just like
old school.
In a little one. Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, as I was trying to act like a very ladylike, pristine young woman, I did not want to poo in my own house in fear that Richard would go to the toilet straight after me and smell it. Poor lass. Do you know what I mean? Or that he would smell it wafting down the corridor and therefore know that I had done a poo. Why do we all do this?
It's ridiculous.
We put ourselves
isn't it?
Through utter
like,
hell.
Like Richard's going to go, he's just sitting watching the telly. He's like, hey, I'm so glad we got together. You know, I'm so happy we met each other. I love you. I love you too. Hold on. Do you shit?
Oh!
Do you shit out your bum? You had never. You lied to me! You lied!
Oh, God. Like,
we all do it, man. Come on, guys.
I'm not sure why I thought Richard wouldn't think about me pooing. I guess I just didn't want him to smell it and picture me banging one out. Or what if he noticed I had been in the toilet for a while. He would have definitely knew I was pooing and I could not cope with that.
Good God.
I get it. I really needed to go and I knew that doing it in the toilet and chancing him walking in after me was out of the question. So I went into my bathroom for a shower and contemplated how I was going to do this. Could I do it in a bag and
That's
throw it out of the window?
Ridiculous.
Do you know what's, the saddest thing here?
Yeah.
It's her house.
It's her house, yeah. It's her house.
This is her house.
Yeah.
And her toilet and her rules. Like, why? If you want to shit in your house, love, you have a shit in your house.
Can I just say, I know exactly where she's coming from here, because if the toilet was in the bathroom, you could have a shit and have a shower and it'll
and
cleanse
it would kind
the
of
room.
Go.
It'll cleanse the room.
But they're not the separate.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was thinking, could she do it in a bag and throw it out the window? But no, there was no bags. The poo was coming out.
Brilliant.
I had no other option but to shit in my own hand.
Shut the...
And force it down the plug hole.
No way. No. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. I've shut my eyes and I can see it. I can feel it.
With the help of my running shower head, it took a lot of prodding and the most forceful setting on the shower.
Oh, God. I looked at the shower head. There were three settings: normal, massage, and shit chop.
I've seen the shit chop one. It's the one in the middle and squirts out really fast.
Lightsaber.
So needless to say, this was a harrowing experience that I wish never to endure again.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
And so I got to that really quickly. I didn't mean to. I didn't realise it came so quick. But yeah, she just shit into her hands and put it down the plug in the shower.
Oh,
that is the grimmest thing ever, isn't it?
That's just horrendous.
Have you ever done that before?
No, I've never done that before. Oh my God.
So bad, isn't it?
I would go as far as to say she is in probably a very, very, very small minority who've done that before. Like,
I've not done it.
There must be, in the world, maybe 1,000 people who've done that.
Oh, are you joking? There's more than that.
Nah, no, not for that reason. Shat
Chris,
into the hand, then chopped it
I'm off. Sorry, right? I think people will be doing that on the regs.
No,
there's some horrible people in this world. You don't have to read the emails. Are you kidding me? There'll be so many people who poo in the shower and just put it down the shower.
That's just, I can't believe it. I can't believe she pushed it down the shower. I mean, it worked, but at what cost?
I know.
At what cost? Oh, man.
So sorry about that.
Oh, honestly, I've gone all funny. I feel terrible. Pushed it down the plug.
Just put at the end, you're sincerely the girl who shat down a plug hole.
Jesus. But she didn't even shit down a plug hole. She shat her hand and delivered it down the
right,
plug hole.
Right, that's what I don't get. Why didn't she just squat over the plug hole?
I know.
And do it there.
Why did she do it? So she put it in her hand and then like try to feed it through, like unmaking
she
a sausage.
She pushed it through.
Like unmaking a sausage.
Why didn't she use her foot? What she used her hands for?
Wow, I mean...
Oh, no, she used the shower head.
Oh, God.
Crikey.
That's one of the grimmest stories we've had.
It's lovely, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, and thank you for sharing, and shame on you. Oh, my God. Oh, good Lord.
More of them, please. Shagmaradenoid@gmail.com. Thank you.
Please, all of them. Thanks.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Here's another one. Dear Rosie and Chris, my fiancé and I have been together for 3 years, and we are due to marry in 2020.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Congrats. Sorry, I was. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is there? What? I was trying to work out when 2020 was.
It's next year.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's next year.
I know.
2020.
Terrifying. However, it has recently come to my attention that she has a sneaky addiction to something quite bizarre. Mm-hmm. When in the bath, she likes to have a little snack of bubbles.
What?
As in bubble bath bubbles.
Right.
Now, is this weird or is this weird?
But
she eats bubbles.
Right. Are we talking she eats the bubble bath mixture or she eats the...
She eats the actual bubbles.
The bubbles.
The bubbles that, you know, when you're in a bath of bubbles.
Yeah.
She eats the bubbles.
The foam on top that I make a beard out of.
Yeah.
And a hat.
Yeah, yeah. She eats them.
What the hell's wrong with her?
I don't know.
Why does she do this?
I don't know.
Like the worst candy floss ever.
It's pretty, yeah. What makes it even stranger, in my opinion, is that it is only bath bubbles she'll eat. Apparently bubbles from washing up lip gloss aren't clean because they've touched washing up.
Oh, Jesus.
So and hand soap bubbles don't hit the spot. It's only bubble bath bubbles that she will eat.
Oh, what, love? Why are you running a bath? You had a bath. I thought we were going to sit down and watch a film. No, I'm just getting myself a bowl of bubbles.
I'm starving, man.
Is your popcorn ready? Because my bowl of bubbles is nearly ready. Psycho.
I tell you what. I could do with a bit of that, though.
Yeah?
Why, I?
No calories.
Rosie, do you want to chomp on them butter celebrations or do you want a bowl of bubbles?
It's up there with Little Britain. Have a bit of dust.
A little bit of dust.
It's up there with that. Have a bit of bubble bath bubbles. It is. What a fucking nut. What are you getting from that?
But, well, I don't know. God
right,
knows.
Listen, no, but this is... for the future. No, guys, listening for the future. If you're going to send something like that in, I need more than that.
I told it. That what doesn't you getting go any from deeper.
It? What flavour? What make? Is it Radox? What is it?
I don't know.
What is it, matey?
Who knows?
What is it? Oh, I'm
but
annoyed.
This is like something that I used to read in magazines when I was younger. Do you know, there's certain things that have never left me that I've read in magazines.
Okay.
So there was one woman who was addicted to drinking nail varnish. Used to drink bottles of nail varnish.
Surely she's dead now.
Possibly. It was a while ago.
Oh.
Yeah. She used to drink bottles of nail varnish. It was a full feature about her.
Oh, great.
I mean, she
you?
Looked like...
I mean, you had to do a lot less to get famous back in the day, didn't you?
Yeah.
Fucking double page spread.
It was Amanda Holden.
Double page spread for drinking nail varnish.
Honest to God. But actually, when you looked at the picture, you were like... Aye.
Yeah.
She looked yeah. like... You just yeah. knew. You know what I mean?
Very... bright red teeth.
Very dry lips. Very cracked. There was another one that this is going to, you're going to love this. Right. I watched this on a program, actually, an American program. There was a lady who used to eat nappies.
Used. Fuck off.
So a child would have a nappy. And she would like suck the nappy after.
No, no.
I swear.
Nah. Oh.
From the outside though. So say
fine then.
So say that they use nappy, you'd wrap it up and then she'd used to like suck on the outside of it.
Oh my God, that is disgusting.
Honest to God.
That is disgusting.
Yep.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So there's chemicals in there that kind of stop the... There's chemicals and...
Well, it's like the gel stuff, isn't it? But then it would be mixed with, like, kids'
with the wee. Oh, you
and
dirty, horrible.
I don't think she did it to pooey ones.
Oh. Oh, no.
I know. There's some... I love stuff like that, though. Do you not remember them programmes?
Well, we've got a mate who says, a friend of hers... I can't remember who it is, but a mate who says, a friend of hers, when our kids wake up... This isn't that weird. I mean, it's a bit strange. She said, when our kids wake up, she goes, come here, let us smell your breath. And she loves our kids' breath when they wake up in the morning.
Who is that?
Like that? And he goes, she just sniffs our kid's breath.
Oh.
I can't remember who told us. Someone told us that.
I don't know who that is.
I can't remember who that is, but that is genuinely someone told us that. I mean, it's fine if you know, I love the smell of Robin's hair.
I do.
Stuff.
Oh, God, I buff that in like.
So I don't know, but I mean, he's to be fair, his breath's sometimes ringing.
I know, when he's like, poorly breath.
Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
I heard an interesting little dilemma from someone this week.
Okay.
I was talking to someone I was working with.
Mm.
And this young lady had been approached by a gentleman on Instagram. Saying he'd seen a photo of her and he liked her feet and he wanted to pay her £600 to send a video of her feet to him.
Okay.
Right. And we...
£600?
£600, yeah. And me and someone else and this last were all talking and we were saying, you might as well just do it. Send the... And then he was saying he won't send the money until after she sent the video because it's been done in the past. Right. It's like, I've been conned before.
Dear God.
Right. Awful. So apparently, I said, well, look, why don't you get half up front and half at the end? And then if he fucks you off, at least you've got £300.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She ended up
like FaceTiming him or whatever, or like Skyping him or whatever on her phone and having like the camera on her feet.
No.
Right? And then he was saying like, oh, can I see your face as well? And she said no. Her mate, a lad who she knows, was in the room with her at the time when it was happening, just sitting there quietly, and the guy didn't know. He looked at her feet for 6 minutes, right? Then he heard the lad sneeze, hung up the call, messaged her saying, no, I don't like your feet.
Shut.
Didn't give her any money. So I said, should I didn't like them? I went, no, he had a 6 minute wank over your feet and he hung up.
6 minutes.
And he didn't pay you.
Oh, that I'd feel so used.
Aren't some men just disgusting? Like, I know someone as well, another girl I know who was
we need to talk about this for a little bit longer.
Not a similar thing. Another girl I know who's she was involved with a comedy club that I played back in the day.
Okay.
She used to send she used to sell her old shoes for fortunes.
Wow.
Because blokes used to sniff them.
I would do that.
Yeah, so would I.
Absolutely. Nobody's asked.
No one's getting hurt. Yeah. No one would. But yeah.
Thanks for that. A six minute FaceTime.
Yeah.
Could she hear him wanking?
I don't know. I don't think he had. I think he had no audio or video at his end. I think it was just he was watching.
Oh, Jesus. But you know what's horrible?
What?
That man has got her phone number. Was it a man?
It was definitely a man, and I can't put my finger on how they did it exactly, but I don't think he's got a phone number. It might have been a Skype account just set up.
Okay.
I'm assuming it was a Skype account, just one that she randomly
set up. And she didn't even get paid.
Didn't even get the money. She literally said, so naive. She went, yeah, he said he didn't like them. I went, no, he liked them for six minutes. What he wanted, and that was that. And then your mate sneezed and he got a fright and he left. And he was like, who was that? Apparently he wrote like, who was that? No, I didn't like your feet. And then he was off. Cut your nails, love, ta-ra.
You couldn't look at them again, could you? Your feet.
Oh.
I couldn't look at my feet again, probably. I'd be like, you dirty little bastard.
Your little pair of slags.
Two little slags. Yeah, I couldn't. I'd feel violated.
Awful.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for this week's celebrity question. Long time coming for this guy to give us a question. It is the infamous Mr. Carl Hutchinson.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. First of all, I just want to say thanks very much for grassing us up on a weekly basis. There's been plenty of times I've been in Asda and somebody said, yes, Carl, you do actually dress like a tramp. You do dress like somebody who's going to shout at buses. And I can't believe you've weed on your own washing. So, again, thanks for that. Now, as I'm lying here in bed, hungover, I would like to ask you both, and you can answer this individually or as a couple, what is the most hungover you have ever been, and was it made worse because you had to do something important the next day? Keep doing what you're doing. Loving the show. Thanks very much. Bye.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Carl Hutchinson.
Thank you, Carl. And sorry for always slagging you off, but I'm about to do it again because I asked you for a question. You recorded that question at 2 o'clock this afternoon. You are still in bed at 2. And I hate you for it.
He's still in bed?
Still in bed. He said, just said that he's lying in bed. As of 2 o'clock this afternoon, before we started this podcast, when he sent that, he was still in bed.
What a life.
Arsehole.
Oh, gosh.
Very jealous.
The most hungover I have ever been in my whole life was when I went to see Little Mix that time.
Mm.
And I got lulled into the little bottles of wine.
Yes.
Little bottles of wine make you feel fine. But they don't.
No, they don't.
Had a really good night. Don't remember most of it. But then the next day, I was disgustingly hungover. To the point where I had to hold my head.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't hold my head, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. I do remember this, yes. Yes.
It's actually documented. Oh, it was on Facebook, but I've got rid of my Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
It's somewhere. The video is online somewhere.
Yeah.
But thankfully you were here, which was nice.
Here.
And Robin had a stomach bug, do you remember? So he just sat on the sofa all day with me.
It was both hungover. It was really weird.
Yeah.
Really weird.
Good times.
Most hungover I've ever been. It was self-inflicted on two levels. So a hangover self-inflicted anyway.
Mm.
But mate of ours, Richard, owns the seafood temple at South Shields. Coleman's Seafood Temple. And he gets this beer called Samuel Smith's Organic Lager.
Yeah.
And he first introduced it. It was when we and you, before we had Robin, when we'd only just got married, I think, you were away for the weekend.
When we used to love each other.
Yeah. You were away for the weekend, Rosie, and I was doing I was busy previewing a new show, I think to take the Edinburgh Fringe or just to take on tour, I'm not sure. So I went out on the Saturday night and I had people around first while just playing pool in the house and messing about, and then we all went out. Richard bought a case of this beer around, this Samuel Smith's Organic Lager, and I don't know why. I don't know where I got it from, but I got it into my head that because it was organic, you didn't get a hangover.
That sometimes does happen.
I don't know where I got it from. Okay. I don't know why I decided this. I was loudly telling everyone that if you just drink this, you'll not get a hangover because it's organic and it's lush. It's like 5.5%. I drank so much of it.
Yeah.
I woke up the next day furious at myself, feeling worse than I've ever felt in my entire life.
Yeah.
I documented the whole thing on Twitter that I'd been out and on Instagram. So I had a gig on the Saturday and the Sunday night. I had a gig in Redcar, a preview gig, and I had to still go to the gig. Yeah.
Is this in the car journey?
I had to still go to the gig, and I drove to that gig with a fucking sick bucket on me knee.
It's bad times.
Because I felt so sick, like the most sick I've ever felt. And I did the whole gig from a chair, and I ran off stage, and I was sick at the end. And it was
You sat on a
worst.
Chair for the full gig?
Well, it wasn't, this was how I was really lucky, because it was the Redcar, it was some kind of festival in Redcar, because it's a seaside town, the same as South Shields.
Yeah.
They had on the stage an oversized deck chair with Redcar Comedy Festival on.
Wow.
I sat on that. I did the full gig from that.
That's shocking. That is disgraceful.
And the organisers got us a pizza afterwards. They got us a margarita pizza from Domino's, and I came off and I had three slices of it, and I ran to the toilet and hoed it up, and then I jumped in the car and drove back. And I shouldn't have driven. It was terrible. And I was a fucking mess. God.
We haven't been like that for a while, have we?
Nah, I haven't been like that for a long, long
Me
time.
Neither.
It's not worth it with a kid.
No, it's not worth it.
You were so lucky that he was ill that day.
I know.
So lucky. Because when you've got a hangover, it's like your kid knows. A toddler can smell a hangover and they just turn their dickheadometer up to 20.
Oh, it's shocking.
Oh, God.
Not good.
Oh.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo. Thank you so much once again for listening. You've been listening to me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, Shagmarinoid. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com.
Oh, I normally say that bit, so I don't really have anything to say now, apart from...
Why do you think I've took that bit? Because
exactly.
I've got nothing to say.
Apart from me, tour, guys, is the first leg of the tour is almost completely sold out. Thank you so much to everyone who's bought tickets. ChrisRamseyComedy.com/gigs. The second leg is selling... Fast as out! And I normally say it's selling fast. I'm normally lying, but I'm not lying this time, so be quick. We've added extra dates in Crewe, in Shrewsbury. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. Shrewsbury's sold out now. Newcastle Arena is on sale. Very close to selling out Newcastle Arena. We might have to extend it. So thank you very much indeed. See you on the 2022 and next year.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.